The state of America. Orlando, Dallas, election, and more. Sunday, July 10th, 2016. This is PF Forever with Unnews. Celebrating 10 years of Unnews Audio. Twelve score years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. I basically paraphrased one of our greatest presidents, our 16th, Republican Abraham Lincoln. It was November 19th, 1863, and as Lincoln said himself, we were engaged in civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. The 1960s and 1970s were other eras of turbulence, chains, and violence. Assassinations such as JFK, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, and Lee Harvey Oswald, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Vietnam, hippies, the counterculture, rock and roll, Woodstock, and later Watergate, Altamont, and disco. And now here we are in 2016, and just look at the news. Mass shootings, celebrity deaths, police brutality, police shootings and killings, police killing black suspects based solely on their race, people pissed off at Kevin Durant for leaving the Thunder for the Warriors. One of the most divisive and hostile elections in U.S. history, you name it. CNN has you covered, and Fox News thinks it does. What happened? What happened to the America that George Washington, Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, John Hancock, and so many others fought for? We now live in a country where Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee for the president. Do you really want this man to be your president? A racist, a bigot, a misogynist, an ignorant bully, an orange? Wake up, America. I might be committing political suicide here, but for saying this, but I support Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and will be happy for either of them winning the Democratic nomination. I don't get the overwhelming Hillary hate. Just because she is a woman, the Ghostbusters excuse? And for the love of God, stop bitching about the fucking emails. I had never even heard of the Benghazi attack until the email shit, and don't know what all the fuss is about. I've deleted several emails in my life. Are you going to prosecute me for it? Come on, people, wake up and focus on the issues. That's what Bernie Sanders has been saying the entire election. And boy, has he ever focused on the issues. He's drumming up issues such as he's raising awareness for $15 minimum wage, equal pay for women, throwing the crooks of Wall Street in prison who caused the 2008 financial crisis, encouraging young Americans, particularly millennials like myself, to go out and vote, and doing everything we Americans possibly can to prevent Trump from being the 45th president of the United States. But what really led me to write this editorial is the recent barrage of shootings, including the shooting death of The Voice contestant Christina Grimmie, and the Pulse nightclub shooting, both in Orlando, one day apart. The police shootings recently of Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge and Philando Castile in St. Paul. And the recent sniper shooting of police officers in Dallas. Gun control has clearly become an issue in America. Let's dissect the Second Amendment, because this gets really muddy. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. It says a well-regulated militia, not just any militia. It also says being necessary to the security of a free state. How is an assault rifle such as an AK-47, for example, necessary to the security of a free state? That's just lunacy. No civilian should ever be trusted with such a weapon. America has become too gun-crazy. But the original intent of the Second Amendment was for Americans to protect themselves from the British in 1776. No more, no less. It's not 1776 anymore. There's no need for a civilian to bear arms in this day and age. If these psychos, wackos, and monsters did not have access to guns, none of this nonsense would have happened. Today's militias are hardly what I would call well-regulated. Congress, wake up and grow a pair. Dun, 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 dun. Crazy. Well, that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. The mental wounds not healing. Yep, Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train, 1980. Still rings true today. I don't mean to sound like a hippie, but let's make love, not war. Learn to love instead of hate. Give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance. Reform our gun control laws and please vote for a Democrat this election, be it Hillary or Bernie. Just don't vote for Trump or any Republican. America, you've had your nap, but now it's time to wake up. This is PF Forever with Unnews, celebrating 10 years of Unnews Audio.